In this, the first episode of Slip Ups, I, your host, will recount the slip ups from my first show, and my guest, Curtis Chambers, will tell his.
I was 6 years old. I was in my first theater show. I didn't really know what to do or how to do it or why I was doing it in the first place, but all I can say is that I loved it. It was a medley of different songs from different musicals performed on stage at a small little theater in my hometown of Simcoe. The few that I was in was The Sound of Music, there was The Wizard of Oz, Wonderful Little Place Called Oz, or whatever that song is. There was Grease Lightning from Grease, and there was the press conference, from Chicago. And I learned the songs, and I practiced them like crazy, and we got up on stage and we did them. And most of it, I didn't have to do much. I mean, I was only six, and obviously the directors, who were students getting their summer volunteer hours, didn't trust me that much. So, during the press conference from Chicago, what all of us did, frankly, was we were given ropes that were hanging from the ceiling that we put around our wrists and simply put our heads up whenever we spoke. And my line was, my only solo line was, "How old were you?" And the song would go on. And I remember for The Wizard of Oz one, I was the lion, because I was one of the only guys. And I'm standing there in this costume, and usually I'd have lines to say, you know, and I was 6 years old, I wasn't the best at the lines. To be fair, I called line every time. I wasn't good. I was six, it was my first show, give me a break. But they said to me, just don't talk, don't say anything, just follow everybody else, and when the song comes on, just get off stage. And I mean, because they were older than me, I listened to them, and, you know, they just did it without me. I guess that wasn't necessarily a screw-up, but just a sap story. I do know, however, that we all had, for Grease Lightning from Grease, we all had leather jackets, because that's what they had in the movie, and in the musical they had leather jackets. And we're practicing with these leather jackets, and we're getting used to these leather jackets, and literally the night before the show, one of the guys in the song grows 3 inches. Fucking miracle. I've never seen, nor do I think I ever will see, anything like that, that amount of growth in that amount of time. But because he grew so much, we didn't then have a leather jacket for him to wear. And what do you do when one person doesn't have a costume piece? No, you don't put them in the center to make them an accent piece. No, nobody got to wear a leather jacket. And I was crushed. I mean, yeah, I was 6 years old and it was over a jacket, but I was mortified. I mean, I loved Grease at the time. I had seen the movie many times. I didn't get any of it. I just liked the flashy cars. But the fact that I didn't get a leather jacket made me sad. Regardless, I did the show and everything turned out relatively fine, but that first show, just the entirety of rehearsal was slip-ups. And the directing crew, they just had no idea what they were. There were three directors. They had no idea what they wanted to do. It was interesting. And although I didn't mess up myself, because I was barely on stage, a lot of people did. And they felt bad about it. And I thought to myself, I never want to feel that bad. I'm never gonna screw up when I do this again, because I already knew I wanted to do it again. Little did I know, you can't do theater without fucking up. And that's the beauty of it. Today, my guest is Curtis Chambers. I've been in shows with him many, many times. He's not good at memorizing lines. I've seen his slip-ups. They're quite interesting, and they are plentiful. So I'm sure he'll have quite the story for us.
Now, before you hear this interview, you need to know a few things. First, the Lighthouse Festival Theater is the theater one town over from both of us, and it's local, but it's pretty big. And Young Company is the program that they run every summer, where Marcus Lundgren, the CEO of Duffelbag Theater, comes to beautiful Port Dover, and he directs a play every summer with a bunch of young people aged 12 to 17. That year, when he was, quote, Prince for the first time, it was Sleeping Beauty. He was all right at it, but as you'll find in the interview, he struggled a bit.
Hey, Curtis.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, man.
So, Curtis, it is my understanding that you've been a theater kid for how long now?
10 years, since I was six.
Since you were six. And what was your first show? Describe that to me.
My first show was like a junior Lighthouse Festival Theater Young Company.
Okay.
And it was about a teen campfire, like a miracle happened. I don't remember the name of the play, mm-hmm. but yeah, I just remember being a star in my first play.
How awesome!
Like a literal star.
Like up in the sky.
Yeah, up in the sky, not like the main character, like superstar. No, I was a legit star. I was star number two.
That's awesome. So, Curtis, this show, I'm thinking of calling it Slip Ups, and you know it's going to be about slip ups in rehearsal or on the stage. And so, I mean, I've known you for a while now, and you've definitely had your fair share of slip ups in rehearsals. So
more than the average Joe, I would say.
Yeah. So you want to just tell me about some of those? Maybe some things that I haven't seen happen.
My first year of Young Company, which was 2017 of Lighthouse Festival Theater, I was a prince, and it like never happens. Like first year on new set, like you never get like the first role. Like the main role, right?
Right, yeah.
So then I was feeling the pressure from that, and I just kept on like messing up in practice. Like no matter what I did, I'd keep on messing up and like screw up on cues and everything. And then one of the days, it was like a few days before the show, our stage director, Nikki, just said, okay, like we need to get our stuff together here, like because if we don't, then it won't look too good. And like it was, like, a really hyped-up show. Like, it was in, like, multiple newspapers. Like, it was being, like public, like, promoted. Like, it was going to be, like, a big show. Like, the big one of, like, the area, at least. Like, you know what I mean? So, it would have been embarrassing if I just went out there and, like, what, like, didn't do good. So, So after that, like, just didn't really screw up after that. Because then, after that, I was, like, on stage. Like, you know how, like, you get a stage rush. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
yeah, no, I get that.
Like when you're actually in the show, like, it sucks when you screw up in the show, but then you're like, okay, whatever, and then keep on going. Like,
yeah,
it's like a rush. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any time that you've messed up while you're on stage, and you had to recover?
Yeah, there were a few times where I just straight up forgot a line. It was like awkward silence, and then everybody looked at me, and they just like kept on going. But it was like the crowd didn't really know. Like my parents were like, "Oh, did you screw up?" I was like, "Yeah." They were like, "I know there's a quiet point for like 2 seconds. It felt like 30. It felt like a minute, man. Like it felt like forever. Like you know how that feels, right?
Because in the moment, everything's slow motion. Because to you, it feels like your life is over, but
to the audience, they don't even care if they don't know for
Like,
sure, they don't know there's
as
something.
long as you sell it, they won't
Yeah,
know.
exactly.
But it feels like forever when like you forget a cue and you're like, oh, is that me? Like, it feels like, oh man.
Oh, I know the feeling, man.
Yeah, man.
Not even when it's your line, when you're on stage and somebody else is missing their cue, and it
Yeah,
just
like, and then
feels
you
like a
can't say it
weight
without
shot.
that. You're like looking at them like, okay, hey, like, let's go. Like, it's not your fault. Like, they have to say theirs, but they're not like in the zone. You're like, okay, like, come on, man, let's go. Like,
Yeah, because you can zone out very easily when you're on stage.
definitely you can zone out. Like, that's happened to me like so many times during rehearsal where like just zoned out, like not even thinking about thinking about something else. And just like boom.
Yeah, you're daydreaming.
Daydream, like, oh yeah, like what will happen after this play? Yeah, just thinking about different things, man. But yeah, that's a good skill to have, just stay focused.
So you said your first show was about a campfire or something?
Yeah.
Do you remember any funny screw ups from that one, or any screw ups, frankly, at all?
No, because I just had one line. I think they didn't give me a script. I think they just wrote down on a sticky note. But I know that, I just think, I remember this before the show. It was ages 6 to 10 for that group. And, it was like a young group. And I just remember, like, a bunch of kids like, running around, screaming, like, crying, like, I don't want to go out. Like, they were, like, so nervous. And I was sitting there with my little star necklace, and I was like, why are they so nervous, man? And then I go out there and I look at the crowd. And I'm like, oh, that's why they're so nervous. But yeah, I fell in love with it instantly. So it wasn't really much of like they were treating it like it was a chore or like torture. I thought of it as like a dream. So yeah,
That's great.
that's the
That's
only thing I
awesome.
can really remember from that.
So, since then, you started 10 years ago, and your most recent play was Alice in Wonderland.
Yep.
And so we were in Young Company together for a few years, and we were doing shows together.
Yep.
But I didn't come back for Alice in Wonderland. Was there anything in rehearsal that I missed, maybe, that you maybe screwed up on?
Oh yeah, there was one joke. We had to make an ad for a Young Company. And it was like we split up into groups, and for some reason, like it wasn't really like roast on me, but it was like shots at me. In all the ads, and I was like, huh. Like, I just sit there and laugh, and I just be like, oh, okay. Like, one of them was like, we use the same prints every year. And then, like, everyone looked at me, and I was like,
I
don't
mean, they
know
screw you
if
a
it should be
prince
a
a few
shot at
years in a
me or
row.
the director. Like, I don't know if it's both. Like, I didn't really know. And then another one, it was like an inside joke. Like, you know, the game where, like, you have a towel, like a tea towel.
Oh yeah, and
You
the
gotta
other
make
guy's
it like
thinking
something
it's not.
else other than a tea towel. Yeah. So one of them, for some reason, like we had to do it in a minute, and someone else took whatever I had. So I just grabbed it, went down both knees, and started like using it as like an. I thought it was like a hammer, or an axe. I didn't even know. I was just going to decide on which one whenever they decided. So like I was like, so I was like using the motion with the tea towel and like. And like no one was guessing, and then it was just like, so then like that was the joke. I was like the axe. They called me like the axe man after that. So they were like, we have the axe man. We have the same prints. Like, oh yeah, like you, like yeah, like there's some inside jokes. I definitely, like that's with every cast though. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
there's
every
inside
cast
jokes
has their own
with
inside jokes. Yeah. Well, thank you,
them.
Mr. Curtis. It's
Yeah. Yeah. No problem,
chatting up.
man.
I
Yep.
wish you the
Have
best
a
in your future theatrical endeavors.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck with you too.
Thank you.
That was just Curtis Chambers telling us stories, inside jokes, you know, just a little bit of everything. And that's what theater is, a little bit of everything. His stories weren't exactly the comedy type, but they were just as important to show that it can happen to everybody in every way. You just slip up. Thanks for listening to this episode. Don't forget to leave a voice message with some feedback. You might get featured in another episode, and I will definitely be taking all feedback into account.